It's such a fascinating, yet incredibly tense situation the DeFi industry is finding itself in right now. We're seeing a critical conflict unfold between asset security and the very core principles of decentralization.
It really is that central issue that keeps everyone up at night. The debate mostly comes down to one question. Do DeFi protocols have the authority to freeze assets, especially if there's a confirmed security breach or a hack?
Exactly. It highlights that deep friction between implementing bank-like safety measures and maintaining that trustless, non-custodial nature of blockchain technology.
I think proponents of freezing stolen funds are coming from a place of genuine concern. They're arguing from a position of security and risk mitigation.
In the traditional financial system, if funds are compromised, institutions can reverse transactions or freeze accounts during investigations. It's a safety net we take for granted.
DeFi advocates are suggesting we adopt a similar proactive stance. They contend that if a vulnerability is exploited and a hack is confirmed, protocols should possess the authority to halt withdrawals or freeze specific addresses involved in the exploit.
The logic makes sense on the surface, right? Preventing funds from leaving the system permanently is superior to accepting total loss. It treats the DeFi ecosystem like a secure vault where the protocol acts as a custodian, prioritizing the preservation of user capital over absolute technical autonomy.
But that's where the other side draws the line. Critics and decentralization purists strongly oppose the concept of freezing funds based on the foundational philosophy of non-custodial ownership.
They're saying, in a true decentralized system, users hold their own private keys, and no central authority should have the power to intervene or seize assets.
Precisely. Critics warn that granting protocols the ability to freeze funds creates a dangerous precedent for censorship.
It really does. If a protocol has the technical capability to freeze the address of a hacker, there is no inherent technical barrier preventing them from freezing the address of a legitimate user who holds assets the protocol dislikes.
That shifts the security model entirely. Instead of security being guaranteed by code and cryptography, it becomes dependent on the goodwill and potential bias of developers and governance bodies.
And that introduces a single point of failure. Instead of security being guaranteed by code, it becomes dependent on the integrity of the protocol's governance.
Exactly. If the governance is compromised or influenced by malicious actors, the security of all funds within the protocol is jeopardized.
Privacy concerns also play a major role in this opposition, don't they?
To freeze specific funds, a protocol must track the movement of assets to identify bad actors. This necessitates a level of surveillance and data tracking that conflicts with the privacy-centric values of many cryptocurrency enthusiasts.
The reality of governance mechanics further complicates the debate too. Many DeFi protocols utilize multi-signature wallets and governance tokens that allow key holders to vote on protocol changes, including emergency pauses.
While this offers a theoretical safety net, it operates within a gray area. When a governance vote is called to pause a protocol following a hack, it technically freezes all funds within the system, regardless of whether those specific funds were stolen.
That effectively makes the protocol the judge and jury of blockchain transactions.
And a critical operational flaw exacerbates the tension between security and decentralization: speed.
Oh, that's the kicker. Blockchain attacks often occur in seconds. Hackers drain funds rapidly once a vulnerability is exploited.
In contrast, governance processes require time for community meetings, proposal submissions, and voting. By the time a community votes to freeze assets, the stolen funds are often already moved to mixers or other chains, rendering the freeze ineffective.
It creates a frustrating scenario where the community agrees on the need for freezing mechanisms, but the technical and governance reality prevents timely execution.
As the industry matures, the conversation is shifting from the binary question of should we freeze to how do we freeze without breaking trust? Several alternative solutions are emerging to address the security dilemma without compromising decentralization.
One promising avenue is the development of insurance pools and reinsurance models.
Instead of attempting to freeze assets retroactively, these models allow protocols to compensate users after a hack occurs.
This maintains the blockchain's movement and trustless nature while providing financial recourse for victims.
Another focus area is preventative security. Projects are increasingly investing in rigorous code auditing and bug bounty programs.
The goal is to reduce the frequency of exploits in the first place. By minimizing the occurrence of hacks, the reliance on emergency freezing mechanisms can decrease.
Ultimately, the tension between security and decentralization represents a defining challenge for the crypto industry.
As DeFi continues to scale, protocols must find a balance that protects user assets without undermining the fundamental principles of ownership and trustless technology.
The debate is ongoing, but resolving it is essential for building a safer, more resilient financial ecosystem that retains user confidence.